You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We've all been wowed by these images coming out of the new James Webb telescope. NASA's been releasing a lot of cool photos. But I guess last week, this French scientist released a photo as well. It allegedly showed the star nearest to our star, the sun. That would be Proxima Centauri, about 4 light years away. And it shows, you know, and against this black background, this red disc, and it's got some white floating stuff in it. It's really eye-catching. And his little quote on it was, you know, a new world is unveiled every day. Well, it turns out that was not a photo of Proxima Centauri, but Jeremy, it was a picture of a slice of chorizo.
I was cracking up about this over the weekend. I saw it on my Instagram pop up, and I was like, my gosh. But, you know, if you look at it quickly, you do a quick glance, you're like, oh, okay, then, cool.
Exactly.
But no, you've
made it so
upon
believable.
Further investigation.
Well, I'm starting to wonder if he might have been a little drunk at the time
that
he posted it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't prove anything, but one of his quotes afterwards was, well, when it's cocktail hour, cognitive bias seems to find plenty to enjoy. But he also says that one of the reasons he did this was basically to teach us not to believe anything we see automatically on social media or on the internet. I think all it did was just kind of make us all not trust him anymore.
Right. It's a pretty good joke, though. I liked it.
I gotta say, I mean, I laughed hard. So, no, it's not a star. It is chorizo. What was his other quote? He says, smoked sausage is strictly an earthbound form of amusement.
Mm, yeah, it is.
Good for him. I don't know how relevant the Red Hot Chili Peppers are anymore. I know we've got people who listen to our show who are fans of the Chili Peps. But the only reason I bring this up is because Flea, their bass player, had something interesting that he shared over the weekend, because some fan recently thanked him for taking the time to just stop and chat. And Flea came back and said, listen, I'm praising you because you didn't ask for a photo. He said, quote, it's because you generated a kind and gentle light and you didn't ask for a picture. We are always down to talk and chat. Asking for a photo ruins it instantly. And then he followed up by saying, there's nothing wrong with it, but it ruins having actual conversation. It is a transaction. And you know what? He's right. I've heard multiple, quote, celebrities say that they don't mind coming up and chatting.
Mm-hmm.
What they mind is the constant, get a picture, get a picture, get a picture, get a picture. And I like the way Flea says it's a transaction. It's not just two humans conversing. It's like, all I'm good for now is to stand here with a fake smile. I'm just glad he said that. I would like to see more people. I don't know that it will ever go back to the way it was, but he says, just talk to us. You don't have to get a photo every time.
Yeah. Flea.
So,
good job, Flea, Mr. Flea.
Way to go, Flea. Nice sock.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Hey, shout out to all the parents and the kiddos turning us back on after your summer break. Douglas County and Gilpin County school districts back to school this morning. Get your backpacks, pack your little lunches. Brighton goes back this week, Inglewood, and I'm sure many more. Jeff goes next week, Denver's the week after that. But hey, guys, morning. Thanks for having us on. Today is National Pickleball Day. This one's for my mom. It's only the second year that this has been celebrated. If you don't know what pickleball is, it's basically a blend of tennis, badminton, and ping pong. People of all ages can play it, but it's mostly popular among the senior group because it's not really physically demanding too much, kind of, I guess. I don't know. My mom and dad play it. My dad gets a little too intense, it sounds like.
He takes it too seriously?
He gets very competitive. So, anyway, shout out to everybody on the pickleball court today.
I thought it was a new, sport, but the story I saw this morning said it's been around almost 60 years.
Long time, yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it's really catching on right now, though. I do want to give a quick shout-out to an 18-year-old girl, Natalie Lucas. She sprang into action to help deliver a baby for a couple visiting a YMCA pool in Longmont last week, and she hit the national news circuit. She's all over the news this morning. She's been a lifeguard for the past 3 years and says it was the first time she had had to help bring life into the world rather than preventing death. And her little quote was like, I'm just doing my job. I just did what I was supposed to do in that situation. I jumped into action and helped a couple out. So kudos to her. I put her little story on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. She's a rock star.
Let me ask you a question about
that. What's that?
Well, like, how would you do in that situation?
I think adrenaline kicks in and you just kind of help out.
But what do you, how do you help out?
Well, you offer encouragement, you hold a leg.
That's it?
You hold a leg, you get a towel, you call 911.
See, what I'm saying is, I think this teenage girl probably did a lot. I'm wondering what I could do. I feel like I would.
You'd probably just sit there and cry.
Yeah, I just don't know what I could do.
I was in the delivery room twice. I could deliver a baby. Piece of cake. It's all on the mom anyway.
I'm so surprised to hear you say
yes. Offer support, help with the breathing. Yes, all day long. I might stop by the hospital today and help out a little bit.
If it's just helping somebody breathe and offering support,
well, you got to catch the baby too, right? You got to help the baby come out.
Well, I was a pretty good first baseman, man.
Well, there you go. You could do it.
Bring my mitt.
Hey, here's your trending celebrity news this morning. As you've probably heard by now, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have broken up. And, of course, all these anonymous sources are coming forward now talking about why they broke up. Supposedly, it was the age difference. Pete is 28, Kim is 41 with 4 kids, so they're kind of in different places in their life. They say Pete is totally spontaneous and impulsive, and he wants her to fly to New York all the time, like at a moment's notice. And she's like, I can't do that. I got kids.
I got
other responsibilities. So anyway, they broke up over this past weekend, and I don't know, Pete went and got all those Kardashian tattoos all over him, remember? And
right.
I don't know. And I guess Kanye is kind of a pain in the rear, so that might have had something to do with it.
I heard that he does everything he can to sabotage all of this stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, so anyway, that went on. There's a story out this morning about the weird requests that actors put into their movie contracts. Some of these are pretty good. I do like this one because I'm a Fast and Furious fan. The Rock, Vin Diesel, and Jason Statham were to suffer, quote, equal pain in the Fast and Furious movies, so none of them could lose when they fought each other. That was in their contract. They all had to have, like, equal fight scenes, equal punches. That's pretty good.
So it had to be a draw?
A draw every time. Samuel L. Jackson must be allowed to golf at least twice a week, and the production company has to pay for him to take those golf outings. I'll give you one more. Tom Cruise won't allow his likeness to be used for action figures or video game characters. I wonder why. He'd make a buttload more money by doing that. It's kind of weird.
Speaking of fighting and shows and stuff like that, we finished season one of Yellowstone.
Good. You're zipping through it.
We were blown away by the amount of punches that are thrown on that show.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fighting.
In every episode.
A lot of testosterone, Dom.
In every episode, people are punched.
Oh, yeah.
Like, consistent.
Constant punching. Speaking of testosterone, I was cracking up at this video this morning. There's this athlete named Alberto Nonino. Hey, he was running a 400-meter race at the World Athletics Championships in Colombia last week when his junk popped out of his shorts, his little pee-pee ding-ding there, and it actually caused him to lose the race because he kept having to slow down and try to adjust himself and tug things back in. Did you see this video?
I did not. I don't know if I want to see that video.
Well, you can find one that's blurred out. But the poor guy's trying to stuff it back in.
Like, my running shorts had netting in them.
I don't know. Like, I watched the blurred version. I don't know if the netting couldn't contain it. I would have slowed down. I would have slowed down to run so everybody could see. And then from man parts to lady parts, check this out, ladies. The Army is working on a brand new tactical bra. It's meant to integrate into existing body armor, adding extra protection to female soldiers. Flame retardant fabrics, layered compression, structural and protective materials. So bulletproof, essentially.
Dang.
I know. They say they're going to try to do all that while still offering accurate sizing, reliable comfort, moisture management, and breathability.
Great.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. I wonder if it's, you know, it would be cooler if they had the, what was that, in Austin Powers, those robots.
Machine guns on.
Let's integrate that. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is fantastic. You're going to want to sing along. This guy called the Device Orchestra did a version of Britney Spears' Toxic using nothing but electrical devices like toothbrushes, credit card machines, typewriters, and it's really well done. And it's a lot of fun. The video's fun, too, because he puts little googly eyes on all the machines as they're making the noises. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.